winds pick up. It's mostly dry and cloudy and generally frost-free. That's the forecast.
Across the UK.
This is BBC Five Live. Five Live Breakfast with Nikki Campbell and Rachel Burden.
So we've just been hearing, haven't we, about lots of people volunteering to come forward and help the health service. And also, in order to back them up, people volunteering to make products for those healthcare workers who are putting themselves at risk on the front line. We've talked endlessly about this increased demand for personal protection equipment. But what are the current rules and regulations about how they should be made and how they should be provided to people?
Well, yesterday, Dr. Rosemary Leonard told us any college with a 3D printer should use them to make face masks for GPs, as Dulwich College has done for her surgery.
Any other schools out there that have got a 3D printer can make these very simple masks. So please, it's a shout out to schools. Help us GPs and make us some masks.
Well, let's speak to Simon Inchley, who is a design technology teacher at Dulwich College and has been helping out using his 3D printers. Hello there, Simon.
Hi, good morning.
When did you first get involved?
Well, we got an email last Tuesday from someone who connected us with Queen Elizabeth Hospital in Woolwich, and they said they were running out of visors, and they connected with us, they contacted us, and we said, yeah, we can start printing, we can start looking into it and making those visors up for you.
How did you know even where to begin and that you were making them to the right and appropriate specifications?
Well, it's quite easy. I did a search online, and there's a great company called Prusa Printers, and they have a version on there which has been kind of verified by the Czech Republic. They're based in Prague. They've already printed about 12,000 face shields for their government. And so we just took their design. It's an open source design. There's variations up there where people can tweak it to help it either run faster or for different models. And so we use that. It's very easy to download that and to just use their design and start printing.
So these are safe and effective?
Yeah, they're done to a really great standard, high quality standard, and we found really positive reviews from the doctors that we've given them to so far.
Yeah, because at the moment, as far as I understand it, it's not deemed to be perhaps necessary equipment for doctors, for GPs, certainly, which is why they're not being given them in their normal course of work, although a lot of them feel that they would be happier to have this extra layer of protection.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure they are. If they're working directly with people that have COVID-19, then I'm sure they would feel much more at ease working with people using them. And, you know, we're just doing everything we can to support those. We've taken some down to some hospitals, but where that need gets met by the government, I'm sure there'll be other people who will also want them. We've sort of supplied some to a local care home in Athol House, so we'll be working with people with COVID and local surgeries and GPs as well.
Yeah. How long does it take to print one of these then?
Well, it probably takes about an hour to print one. We stack them up so we can print up to 8 or 16 at one time. So that can take either 10 hours, and that means you might go in twice a day, or you can run one for a whole day, which will hopefully print about 16. That would take about 20 hours.
Yeah, and I suppose, okay, you're not going to equip the entire health service with one machine, but many machines will make a difference, which is why this call has gone out to anyone who has one. And I understand at the moment you're effectively funding this yourself, or the colleges, with the materials. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. The college is funding them. We have some of those materials in stock already, and we've been sourcing different bits of materials in. And, yep, the college is funding it themselves.
Yeah, thank you very much, Simon. Brilliant work you're doing there. I guess you're going to be there through the Easter holidays, are you? Potentially.
Yeah, we'll be printing them for as long as there is a need. Like the guy from St John's Ambulance said, we're just supporting the NHS in any way we can. And so far, we've printed about 100. I think we can, you know, we've been ramping that up to printing about 50 a day as of yesterday. And so there still seems to be a need. And so we'll keep going.
Thank you so much for talking to us.